Blog Talk Radio.
Good day. This is Kathy Homer and Homeyer. Can't even say my own name today. And thanks for chiming into Mindful Living in the Adirondack Alps. As most people know, I do live in the Adirondack Mountains at my Lake Clear Lodge and Retreat, where we have, it's kind of great for getaways. I've got about 25 acres here, a beautiful lake. And people come to get away. And we also hold wellness retreats and families and things like that as well. So today we have a guest that I've just met. So we have just met each other, but think we have some things in common to chat about. So today I'm talking to Gia Combs Ramirez. Hi, Gia.
Hi there, and hi, everybody who's listening.
So go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm in the Rocky Mountains at my ranch where we hold retreats, and I hadn't realized all that about you until you just now mentioned it. So, yes, we did just meet. So.
Because I saw that you say that your ranch is kind of your living laboratory for exploring energy work and different things, and that's the way I kind of consider mine, too. It's kind of my, I call it my energy lab. I'm the chef here as well, so I do nutritional energetics into basically cooking classes as well as the energetics of food and, you know, mind, body, soul sort of thing. So, yeah, so that we have in common as well. So that's really cool. I'm going to let you talk because I have seen, we just met pretty much, I've seen your information. I've seen that you are the founder of the Crystalline Consciousness Technique, and that's what kind of drew me to it, because I have a lot of questions of my own as well as folks that that I know asking about the, and what I called, and you are going to correct me, the carbon versus crystalline-based transformation. Why don't you tell us and give us a background on how you came about knowing what you know about this?
Well, for me, it all started, I've been an energy healer and an energy reader since the 1980s. Oh, my goodness, that seems like a long time ago now. And in 2004, I was sitting and I was meditating with a friend, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, this protocol dropped into our conscious awareness, or channeled in, or however you want to describe that. And it had a very specific languaging to it without much of a manual, as these things go. So I started experimenting with it, taking it into my healing work, and very quickly, and it was, from the beginning, the one thing I knew about it was that it was great for not just individuals, but also for groups. So fast forward 5 years or so, I began to notice, I finally started to get like a languaging around it. It was so different. And one of the things I noticed is that people who learned how to do this, they went through this change that was so subtle but so powerful, and I had no language for it. I just knew, like, there, you made it. It was like they had to cross some line. So the way to know anything is to sit down and write a book about it, because then you have to really dig deep. You have to find the languaging. You have to figure it all out. So that, when I started to write my first book about transformation and crystalline consciousness technique, because that's what I had figured out it was about by then, I finally realized what this shift was that was happening for people. They became what I call, or they developed, a crystalline energy system. So if you don't understand how human energy works, here's a very quick primer to it. We're mostly electromagnetically based. That means, you know, if you think of a tree, it gets the light from the sun and the magnetics from the earth, and it combines all that in its trunk, and ta-da. There you have the tree energy. So humans do the same thing. And it's not like that goes away, but when we evolve, we develop higher level systems. And so the system that's being developed right now on the planet is crystalline by nature versus electromagnetic. So if anybody's familiar with the crystals, they'll know that it can hold a great deal of energy without kind of imploding or exploding, whereas the electromagnetic energy system, particularly for those interested in growth, enlightenment, ascension, those kinds of practices, you have to be careful because an input of energy can overload your electromagnetic energy, and then you have all kinds of nervous issues, and your senses get, you know, blown open too quickly and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So the purpose crystalline energy system, you know, why does that need to develop on the Earth? For starters, we have a lot more humans on the planet, and we're supposed to end up with like 9 to 10 billion by 2050. One of the beauties about the crystalline energy system is, A, it takes less resources to maintain us because we so efficiently order and organize the energy that comes in just amazing ways. Now, the precursors to this time are the indigos and crystalline, all those children of the 1980s and the 1990s that came in. They've been called the rainbow children, the star seeds. They came in with the crystalline energy system already intact. I've worked with some of those because they're now in their mid-30s, and then I've also worked with people more my age, I'm 62, who have shifted. Some of us shift because we actively search it out. I use activations in my classes to help people shift into the crystalline energy system and to activate that for themselves. And so that is the shift that's going, and it's part of this whole shifting out of the, I call it the old energy paradigm, into the new energy paradigm. So you can think, some people call it like shifting from Piscean age to Aquarian age. But it's a bigger shift than that. It's a 26,000-year shift. And so we're right in the middle. We're right at the peak of this transformation. And it's, having studied transformation through this protocol that came through, it's got these three unique phases. The first one in our work is called opening, but it's like a quickening. It's excitement for something new that's coming in. And then the next phase, we all really know it very well now. It's called chaos. And once you understand energetically what's happening with chaos, it's not so scary anymore. That doesn't mean that our mind and our emotions like dealing with chaos, not one bit. So just before we got online, I did a little recording. If you are on Facebook and you want to go to Signs of Transformative Healing, I'll have it posted there in a little while about what this chaos is this year. I call it the year of triple chaos because we have chaos, remember, which is part of transformation. We have chaos in our systems, we have chaos in our groups, and we have chaos at an individual level. So if you don't like the word chaos, just think of it as accelerated change and growth. And there's this point when it gets very, very messy, right? You go to clean out your closet, you go in there, you're all excited about what you're going to end up. But before you get to the ending, you have a bigger mess on your hand than when you started. That's the chaos phase. And it's always followed by that third phase that in my work is called mastery. It's the new level that of evolution, of growth, of transformation. That's always there. Once you understand that that always comes and that always follows the chaos, it makes it a tiny bit easier. Being highly empathic, this has been a very tough year for me. The chaos in groups has just been painful, you know, like fingernails on chalkboard or dentists drilling into your teeth without any drugs. You know, it's been, you don't need a psychic or an energy reader to talk about, the challenges of that chaos, but...
Well, I like the word.
I started out with this.
It.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I like the word always behind it. So hopefully there's an always. It always turns into non-KS after that.
It does. It absolutely does. And it's been fun to watch the progression of people learning to work with crystal consciousness technique. Pre-2012, it was slow and painful, right? And I remember thinking, does this always work? Can people abuse it? Because there's a great deal of power inherent in the system. And so I was testing. And it was really just about a year or two ago, I was like, oh, for heaven's sake, take the brakes off. You know, this stuff is mm-hmm. good. It can't be hijacked by someone else who just wants the power but wants to be distorted. Because our big task right now is to get back in alignment or get forward in alignment with Earth and her systems. And I do that through energy work. That's kind of the overall theme or the reason why I use crystalline consciousness technique. Mm-hmm. But we're all developing this crystalline energy system, no matter what your age. There's just a different rate. There's the early adopters, you know, and then there's the last of the ones that change are called the entrenchers, you know. They're hanging on by their knuckles to the old ways, the old systems, and, you know, the ones who still have a dial-up, you know, a rotary phone, for example. Remember, I will not get a cell phone. There are people out there who still like that. So Earth, because she has changed into this crystalline energy, then all life follows her, right? If you don't follow what Earth is doing, you're pretty much going to be exiting as a life form mm-hmm. off the planet. So this is what we're in. And in November, I really looked back at the year. How were my predictions? You know, reading chaos is challenging because it's just, you know, like you're standing in a windstorm with dust and rain and golf balls slinging at you, and you're trying to, like, I know there's some new patterns in there if I could only see them. And they're starting to emerge. I wanted to share with you just I got so excited in September. I went to a conference that's for women, and I hadn't been to this conference for several years. I go about every 3 or 4 years and do some presentation on something. And so I went, and I was so excited because the women who came, and they were predominantly, there was one or two maybe in their 20s, 30s, and then the most were more 50s, 60s. The women have really changed over this year. Like, they are empowered, they're informed, and I was just in awe of these women. The conversations that we had were just incredible. Their level of awareness, and of course their hearts were so open. It was really fun to get to see, because I am such a hermit. You know, I do a lot of writing and work from home. I, you know, work on the phone. And so to go out and mm-hmm. connect with people and see in just that one little way the changes that's going on. Because, you know, we get everything through the media, and they focus on the worst, you know, of what's going on. They're not noticing this new energy that's here. And that's something for anybody who's listening to this, is to begin to train yourself to notice the new energy. And you'll see it. Different businesses are beginning to talk about, wow, what we used to use doesn't work anymore. Right? They're noticing that they've... And I'm like, yeah, it's not about the form you're using. It's about the energy that you're using with that form, right? And so, but most people don't look at it as energy first. They look at it as form first. But that's, you'll see it. It's gathering speed, this awareness of there's new stuff going on out there. And my little tip that I give to people to be in the new energy paradigms is as simple as take one step to your right, and you're just like, and now I'm standing in the new energy paradigm. It's just it's a small, subtle, but profound shift into the new energies, and I just felt some people listening shift into it. And so one of the ways to notice is, like, if you imagine a future and you're staying in the new energy paradigms, you can actually see a future. There's light, there's energy to it, there's, like, I don't know how this is going to come out, but somehow it's going to come out okay. Whereas when you're energetically looking at the old energy paradigms, or if you're still in them, you can't, there's just hopelessness and despair because there's no energy feeding into the old energy paradigm anymore. The earth is not putting any energy to that, right? And so I was just rewatching The Hunger Games, the movies, The Hunger Games, this past weekend, and they've got these great scenes of these crumbling old, cities that have been bombed and they're just falling apart. And I was like, yep, that's how the old energy paradigms look energetically. We won't be resurrecting them. We're going to be stepping into these new energies and building from there. It wasn't a thing of failure. It was just, it's time. The old energy paradigm is at the end, and now this new cycle has started. So you have to remind yourself energetically to stay in the new energy paradigm as you move through your day, because if you watch something on TV and it's in the old energy paradigm, it'll flip you back. Or if you're used to being that way, you'll flip yourself back. So that's just my one little energy tip, is just imagine you step right into the new energy paradigm and you're there.
Yeah, I like the little tip of step to the right, because even through, as I go through my day of working in here and doing the different energy work, I can, that's interesting how you say that, because I can feel myself being kind of dragged down by some, but totally elated by the other. So I'm probably, at this point, if you want to even call it manic depressive or shifting back and forth.
Yes.
Because it's kind of interesting. So for you to say, just, step over to the right, I think I'm going to consciously say, when I start getting dragged down, I'm going to go step over to the right and see it from that direction, because I run a business here too, and I've totally seen, I've been in this particular one, almost 30 years on this. Can't even believe I can say that either, but you've seen the shifts of how business works, of the lodging business itself, how it has totally changed, how you market, how you talk about it, who comes in and out has changed, and I can definitely see it's nice to hear you say on a super positive note. Of course, we always like to think on the positive side, but to say, yes, we are going to be coming out of chaos, so stick with it, and just like you said, take a step to the right to stay in it.
You stay in the new energy paradigms because it's easier to, your solutions come quicker and easier. And like one of the ways I navigate transformation besides my crystal consciousness techniques is through questions. Like I'll seem to hit an impasse, and then I'll be like, okay, I kind of get a sense of, well, this is where I'd like to be, like sort of setting this little GPS system, this is where I'd like to be, but I don't know how to get from here to there. And, I've just launched a home study program for transformative healing, and it needs some marketing, but I have no idea what that is or how that's going to be. So I'm just sitting with my question, how do I market this? And sometimes I check in, is it a when? When do I market it? Is it a timing thing? So I just sit with my questions, and all of a sudden something shifts, and I'll be like, oh, I know what I need to do, blah, 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 blah. That was so easy. Why did I think that was so hard or challenging,
Yeah.
And so that's one way I sort of navigate is, our mind and our emotions don't like transformation. Our emotions are dealing with, all that falls away. The emotions can interpret as a loss, right? A loss of,
okay.
you know, maybe a loved one
mm-hmm.
who dies. Or the loss of a business or the loss of blah, blah, blah. And, of course, the energy is never lost, right? The essence of whatever that form is still there. And so, but the emotions are dealing with that. And then the mind just resists. It's just going kicking and screaming because it's at a certain level, our mind, our brain is just trying to determine, are we safe? And it's in fight or flight. And it's always looking for a reason to go into, you know, freak out mode. And so it likes status quo, even if status quo isn't all that great, because it's the familiar, so it feels safe, right?
Yeah.
You know how to operate.
Territory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely, you know, we know how to operate when things are like this, this, and this. And so, yeah, this has been a big year for trusting and taking care of the mind and the emotions when things happen and we feel overwhelmed or, you know, speaking for myself personally here, I feel overwhelmed with what's going on. And no matter how amazing I am with transformation, with my growth, with my evolution, with my enlightenment, there's family members around me who are struggling and going through, you know, their own things. And that impacts me because I'm not just an individual. I am also part of groups. You know, I can't get away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's we hurt for those that we love, you know, who are struggling, who are suffering, and that, you know, we live in such a connected world. You know, right now we always did. But there's so many more humans. You can really hear the suffering. You know, it's if you're an empath, this is a tough time to be in. You know, people are despairing and without hope. And you can only go around shouting, step into the new paradigm for so long before people look at you like, she's certifiable. But, yeah, it's – and yet – you know that whole Chicken Little thing where, maybe it's not Chicken Little, but it's where somebody looks up at the sky, you know, and
yeah.
It's like, and every, pretty soon everybody's looking up at the sky. So when you step into the new energy paradigm and you, like you said, you look through that lens or that filter, then pretty soon other people around you shift and they move into that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Gia, so if people tell us about your new program and how to get in contact with you and your website.
So my website is The Science of Transformative Healing, and just type that into Google and it'll pull it up, or I'm on Facebook. The Home Study Program is a pre-recorded video self-learning program, and I teach you the basic CCT protocol that came in 2004 in a healing format, how to use it. The other incredible, magnificent tool that you learn is how to protect your energy field. So we'll always still have an electromagnetic system, but it needs help. It needs being protected. And so we learn how to create an energy field to protect our field, as well as how to set up fields for groups so that you can heighten the harmony within your groups and everybody can communicate from the love place and not from the lower common denominators that are also there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like I said, it's self-paced. You can go through it. We have a Facebook page so you can ask questions and it's really amazing, and it does, in the background, it does two things. One, it firmly puts you in the new energy paradigms, and secondly, not only activates your crystalline energy system, but it shows you how to work with it, and that's, you work with your crystalline energy system with these three phases of transformation that I've been talking about. So that's like I said, it's on my Science of Transformative Healing website, and it's got some really good goodies that I'm offering right now through December. If you sign up, you can get other programs for a nominal price, such as my 2018 energy reading, or some other programs that I've developed that work with this protocol and enhance it in special ways.
Mm-hmm. So, Gia, quick question. So you said we will always have a electromagnetic, or at least part of us will still always be electromagnetic, but we are changing to the crystalline. But we're always going to have a piece of that electromagnetic?
Yes. It's just like how the brain has developed. We've had that, the reptilian brain that we started out with, and then there was another, then there was the next level of brain, and then you get all the way up to the frontal brain. That's how life forms evolve. They build on, what was.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah. So crystallines, those are indigos who were born from 1980 on, oftentimes don't recognize that they have an electromagnetic energy system, and they can't understand what everybody else is doing who's using that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the electromagnetic people, sometimes they don't want to give it up because they like that intensity of feeling that you can get through the electromagnetic. The crystalline energy system can feel very neutral or detached. It's got a very different feel to it when you're operating from there. So basically, and so many people don't understand that they have an electromagnetic energy system or what to do with it. It's almost like to teach my classes, I have to teach both. Like, oh, this is your electromagnetic energy system, and here's your aura, your energy field, and now we're going to use a different way to create an energy field to protect that, to keep it in a high vibrational state. So those are, it's like, it is sort of like one foot in each, your awareness is in one, and eventually everybody will be just in the crystalline energy one, so.
Yeah, it was interesting for me when I came out of college as an occupational therapist working in sensory integration and seeing these kids coming in and the first kid starting to get diagnosed with, ADD and everything else and starting to work with them. Nobody knew what was going on, and I was looking at, wow, why is this, all of a sudden we have all these kids that nobody really knows what to do with, and now we're understanding a little bit, but I think you've probably looked at it at that way. Is that true, that you've seen these kids coming in and looking at it in a different, well, obviously a different way anyway than in general?
Well,
but
the kids that came in, they came into, unless they were born after 2012, but they came into the world when it was still in its old energy paradigm, very heavy, dense energies. And they're built for that. Mm-hmm. So think of the crystalline energy system as like a super fast, the fastest computer model out there, right? And then you make it work at this super slow, it's like, ah! And so, and there was nobody there to help them utilize their gifts. We kept trying to slow them down or dumb them down or force them into a box that they didn't fit into. And so, yes, there was all kinds of, there are all kinds of learning issues. It's been fun to watch my daughter with her three kids because, of course, she grew up with me and teaching her all about CCT. And these kids they're beautiful. And, when you go into an old system like our traditional public schools, they have to be able to kind of interface, with that. Like, they're going from their super fast programs or their operating systems to kind of a slower.
Hey, Gia, I'm going to interrupt you because, as I suspected, we have tons of things to talk about and we only have a few seconds left to the show.
Okay.
So I want to thank everybody for listening in, and maybe we can connect and even have a second if there's any particular questions. So thank you.
Yes, thank you everybody for listening. I'd love to come back. We just got going on kids, my favorite topic.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so I figured that would go right